Pinchas Zukerman's relationship with music is multifaceted. He's been a conductor, directed festivals, performed on the violin and viola, recorded as a musician and conductor, won Grammys, been the subject of a documentary, is on the faculty at the Manhattan School of Music, and he's toured extensively. Friday night, the Zukerman Trio, Pinchas Zukerman Violin, Amanda Forsyth Cello, and Angela Chang Piano, will perform at the Walton Arts Center beginning at 8. Late last week, we reached Pinchas Zukerman and asked him about the trio and the critical reviews that praise the ensemble's ability to play seamlessly together.
When you have that chemistry, that's a present that you get for life, and hopefully it sustains for a long time. I was fortunate enough to have it a couple of times in my life with friends, and you become friends. In our case, Amanda and Angela know each other already since they were little girls, practically, in Edmonton. They both come from Edmonton, coincidentally. I'm there. Obviously, Amanda and I know each other for not 20-some-odd years. It works. There's a chemistry that works. We have not only done trios, but we've played sonatas. Obviously, we've played concertos. Angela played with me in Ottawa as soloist. So there's a kind of chemistry, basically. It's a chemistry that works. You don't have to say that much. You listen a lot, and you make music, and that's what it's about. It's not that there are no barriers to cross, and there are no accidents to take place because of somebody said something. You know what I mean? It's just clear. It's a very clear sailing. And I think when you play, people notice that because the music is then stronger.
I'm wondering if the word comfortable works. That doesn't seem quite right, because that seems to signify some sort of not needing to work at it. But is there a comfort there?
Well, I think people say that it looks rather easy when we play. You know what? If you look at Federer, it doesn't look like a very difficult thing to hit the bloody thing, is it?
But
as we all know, all for them, a golf ball or any sport. I mean, a Michael Jordan. I mean, let's face it. I mean, that comes once in a century. You know, a Pelé playing soccer. These are unique people. These are unique DNAs that they received, I don't know from where. It doesn't matter. They developed it, of course, with hard work, tremendous discipline, and continuous work and discipline. It doesn't all of a sudden, you know, once you reach a certain peak, do you think that tomorrow you don't have to do it again? Are you kidding? You're going to start all over again the next day, like you've never seen that instrument before. So that's what we do. And I think the public has a comfort feeling by seeing us play, not only hearing us, they say, hey, this is unusual. They don't know exactly why it's become so unusual, but they know that something good is happening. That's all there is to it, and that's all you hope for. When they go away feeling better, and if there's a kind of a, there usually is a spontaneous ovation, you know, of at the end of a piece or the end of a concert, and that's a good feeling. That really unites us, because we are transmitters to the public, and the public is a transmitter to us. It's two different groups that work together in concert, so to speak. And when that is right, then it elevates us, I think, as people to a different level, complete different level of understanding. And that's why we keep and why we need to bring education further into the schools, which apparently is happening in Arkansas, which I'm really happy about to hear. I met a group of kids, by the way, back when I was in Nashville in April. They came to hear my concert, but from four or five schools, they brought the kids, and they played outdoors, and I had no idea that was happening. I almost didn't see these kids there. And then I met their teachers, and I think they're coming. A group of them is coming to the concert, which is great, you know?
Well, you know, this concert at Walton Arts Center has deep discounts available for high school and college students to make the performance accessible. I know that's something that's been very important to you for a long time, isn't it? Accessibility to young people for performances and opportunities.
Absolutely. That is our next, that's the future. That's the future of society, future of art, future of humanity. And we have to do it in any place we can. We go we go all over the world. And it's very rewarding to see it happening in some small little town someplace in Russia. Or you go to Australia and to the bush, not exactly bush country, mm-hmm. but you go to places people don't necessarily go. It's very unusual. We were on a train, for example, a couple of years ago with Gergiev. He does an Easter festival. He takes his Mariinsky Orchestra on the train for about a month. And he goes all over Russia, east, south. I mean, it's unbelievable. And he plays in all these different places, which we did. And that's tremendous.
Is that the sort of thing that can make you optimistic about the future?
Not make me. You betcha. When I saw those kids from Arkansas, I thought music was dead in America, in the schools. And all of a sudden, I just found out that it's not. And how smart are those kids, too, because we had a get-together after the concert with a Q&A. And it's just wonderful. I was so absolutely taken. Now, here it is. A few months later, I'm going to see them again, or part of them anyway. So that's great. That's just great.
But it sounds like you enjoy concerts when it works both ways. We receive you, and you receive us.
Well, you know, it's not that complicated. There is one, we play for a group that sits as an audience, and the audience listens to a group that's on the stage, or an individual for that matter. So the two come together, and I don't mean to be funny, but in concert. And when it works properly, there's the powerful element of communication from those extraordinary pieces of music that have been here, that continue to be here, and will continue to be here for many, many, many centuries. You cannot put the element of virtue or the value of a Beethoven Ninth Symphony or something that was just written yesterday that is extraordinary. How can you possibly put the David in Florence? How can you, or the Mona Lisa? I'm just giving one example.
Sure.
You know, things change all the time. The arts don't. When it's great, you know it. And it comes by not that often, but when it's there for a long time, and it will continue to be. And it's in all different art. A Baryshnikov comes once in 100 years, you know. A Bach comes one in 700 years, besides of what it's done. And yes, you can explain it. You can go and say this is, and you can teach it. To describe what it actually does to a human being is very, very difficult.
It can be transcendent.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's but the one thing I have to tell you that does not change is the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west, and it's about it's a 24-hour cycle. It's unending, and that's very important to teach that, because that's what nature and music really coincide.
I want to ask what could be possibly a silly question about when you travel. You don't check your instrument, right?
Oh, my God.
Do you have it in the seat next to you?
Not me. The violin goes up on top.
Okay.
I go a little early so to get that spot. The cello we buy a ticket for, of course.
Okay.
And it goes right with Amanda. But they still, occasionally you get the most extraordinary back and forth. How big is it? So they bring a tape measure. Some, not as much as they used to, but recently, actually, there was one airline. I said, excuse me, we've been traveling with this instrument for a very long time. How much does it weigh? 7.5 kilos. Oh. In economy on BA, they want it upside down.
Upside down?
Yeah. It's in the rule book. Upside down. Why upside down? Well, it's better for the cello. I said, no, it's not. Okay. Air Canada puts it in a net. You know those nets?
Yeah.
Okay. they don't, the net, first of all, doesn't fit because it's not made to hold the cello.
Well, we look forward to an evening with the Zuckerman Trio. It is Friday, September 21st at 8 p.m. at Walden Arts Center. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Pinchas Zukerman will perform with the Zuckerman Trio Friday night at 8 at the Walden Arts Center on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Details about the concert can be found at waltonartscenter.org.